This is 89.7 NPR News. I'm Claire Roth. It's All Things Considered at 5:44. The National Veterans Memorial and Museum opens tomorrow. It's an $82 million project, years in the making. I visited the building on the banks of the Scioto River, and its CEO, Lieutenant General Michael Ferreter, gave me a tour.
Well, we just entered the National Veterans Memorial and Museum. As we stand right here, you can see on the right side, 14 alcoves. Each has a theme, and so this tells really the core, C-O-R-E, journey that veterans take in service and after service. And then on the left side, you see 1775 until today, the history of the United States. So the themes are a nation called, we'll keep walking, and then why we serve. So as you come into this alcove, why we serve, you'll hear videos of one of our 25 veterans that we down selected from several hundred who tell why they served. I wanted to impress my dad who had been a Marine. I was a single mom. We got attacked in Pearl Harbor. So then as we go a little further, it's leaving home is the theme, and then taking the oath.
Something that interests me about this memorial and museum is when we think about those who have served in the armed forces, we often think about them putting the collective above themselves. How do you approach honoring people who have served and looking at them as individuals instead of looking at them as part of this whole?
You asked me earlier, what's my favorite part of the museum? And I told you it's the front door, because each person will come through there, each veteran, each family member, each person of the general public, and they all have their own story, right? They're in the number, they have their own number of who they are. And so though they have that common experience that we experience in the thematic alcoves, they individually went through that experience, and that's the easiest way to look at it. Mm-hmm.
What would you say is the connective tissue, the things that absolutely kind of create a common thread between veterans from the most recent conflicts back to World War II as far as living veterans go?
Well, I think the common thing among all veterans is that they've walked a journey. We like to say, you know, they're winners. Veterans are winners. They got out of their basement, their mom's basement, right? They got through basic training. And then the thing that really binds together is a brotherhood or a sisterhood that is unbelievable. You'll see people that only served a year and a half here in Vietnam, John Flynn. A year and a half, yet he identifies as a veteran in spite of or along with everything else he's done in his life. Why is that? And it's this, I will never let my brother down. I will never accept defeat. I will never leave a fallen comrade. I will always be there for you. And with that sort of overriding attitude and then these experiences of shared hardship and shared fun, that's what bonds veterans together.
This museum is obviously going to help civilians better understand the veteran experience. What do you think it will mean to veterans themselves?
I think I've probably done 50 tours here since I arrived, and it's always a wow. You know, they come through and they'll see one of the alcoves, like the oath or training or coming home, and they'll go, wow, that's exactly, you got that exactly right. You know, and I've taken groups that might have six veterans and 25 non-veterans from one of our companies in town or from out of town, and the veterans will go, that's exactly right, you guys. And those who first observe it kind of look at it, what's being presented as, that's kind of interesting. And then they hear their friend and comrade from work being emotionally touched in positive ways, and then they go, wow. So that's that connecting that, you know, we go from knowledge to understanding at that moment, from I knew you served, but now I understand how you felt about your service.
Thank you so much for talking with me today.
Oh, it's been my pleasure. Thank you.